Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Some have called it the storm of the century. Hurricane Matthew's outer bands of wind and rain have already come on shore on the eastern coast of the U.S. state of Florida. Florida's Governor Rick Scott.
We are preparing for the worst, hoping for the best, and not taking any chances. Regardless if there's a direct hit or not, the impacts will be devastating. Right now, we expect to see impacts all along Florida's east coast, ranging from the Upper Keys to Nassau County. We're going to see rip currents. We're going to see beach erosion. We're going to see tornadoes and hurricane-force winds. This is a dangerous storm, and it is never too early to evacuate.
Thousands of residents along Florida's Atlantic coast have left the area, anticipating Matthew's possible impact. Before making its way to the U.S., the Category 4 storm pounded numerous Caribbean islands, leaving hundreds dead. Haiti appears to be the hardest hit, with around 300 deaths reported. A grim prediction for the embattled city of Aleppo in Syria. That's right, total destruction by the end of the year. UN Special Envoy for Syria, Stephen de Mistura, said eastern Aleppo may no longer exist.
We're talking about old city in particular, and thousands of Syrian civilians, not terrorists, will be killed, and many of them wounded, and thousands of them may try to become refugees in order to escape from death.
De Mistura says there are some 275,000 civilians besieged there. Meantime, the Islamic State has claimed responsibility for a bomb blast that killed at least 20. This is VOA News. As Iraqi troops gear up to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State, coalition officials are saying up to 45,000 troops will be needed to remain in the city after its recapture in order to maintain security. That story now from VOA's Carla Babb.
Estimates say the massive force backed by coalition airstrikes will take on between 3,000 and 5,000 Islamic State fighters entrenched in the city. Officials say some Iraqi soldiers will need about 2 more weeks of training to prepare. These troops have already been fighting in different parts of the country. The coalition says Islamic State forces face inevitable defeat in Mosul. A coalition official says a force of 30,000 to 45,000 will remain in and around the city after the battle to keep IS forces from coming back in. Police from Nineveh province and local tribal forces will secure areas inside the city. Forces that are not local will take part in protecting Mosul, but will safeguard areas outside the city. Carla Babb, VOA News, The Pentagon.
New public opinion polls in the United States showing support for Libertarian presidential candidate Gary Johnson dwindling. Latest compilation of polls by Real Clear Politics shows Johnson with only 7.1% support, far behind Democrat Hillary Clinton at 43.9% and Republican Donald Trump at 40.7%. Meantime, Open USA, an organization representing more than 6,000 Latino evangelical churches in the U.S., has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Clinton is staying off the campaign trail for a few days to prepare for Sunday's debate. Trump campaigned in New Hampshire on Thursday, where he participated in a town hall-style gathering of supporters. 6 U.S. soldiers and 2 other men have been indicted on charges of stealing and selling sensitive military equipment to foreign buyers, including those in China, Russia, and Ukraine. The stolen equipment includes sniper telescopes, machine gun parts, body armor, and grenade launcher sights. The heads of the International Monetary Fund and World Bank say the benefits of trade must be shared more widely on a rising tide of protectionism. Could hurt the global economy, IMF Managing Director Christine Lagarde.
The outlook for advanced economies remains subdued, and the outlook for emerging and developing economies calls for some guarded optimism with a great diversity between the various economies.
World Bank President Jim Yong Kim says inequality is far too high, which constrains growth, he says, and sparks instability.
That's the latest world news from VOA.